The World This Week. Politics. Russia said it would further cut gas deliveries to Europe through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, supposedly because it requires repairs. The pipeline was already at 40% of capacity. It has now dropped to 20%. European governments took this as an effort to weaponize the supply of energy. They are trying to increase gas storage ahead of the winter. EU members agreed to reduce their gas usage by 15% between now and March. The reductions are voluntary, but could become mandatory if the situation worsens. Russia attacked the Ukrainian port of Odessa with cruise missiles and said it had destroyed a Ukrainian military vessel. The assault came a day after Russia and Ukraine signed a deal brokered by Turkey and the UN to allow some 20 million tons of grain trapped at Black Sea ports to be exported. Ukraine said grain exports could begin only if security is guaranteed. The head of Russia's space agency said it would pull out of the International Space Station in 2024. Sergio Mattarella, Italy's president, said elections would be held on September 25th, following the resignation of Mario Draghi as prime minister. Hard right parties are expected to do well. Meanwhile, more than 2,000 migrants rescued at sea over 2 days were brought to the Italian island of Lampedusa, overwhelming its reception centre. France's President Emmanuel Macron went on a 3-country tour of West Africa, taking in Cameroon, Benin and Guinea-Bissau. He aimed to bolster security ties and counter Russian influence. Around 500 members of Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda's affiliate in Somalia, crossed the border into Ethiopia, where they clashed with security forces. The jihadists have previously attempted to carry out terrorist attacks in Ethiopia, but this incursion appeared to be aimed at capturing territory and establishing bases. A new Tunisian constitution giving more powers to the president passed in a referendum. About 95% of those who voted approved the charter, but only 31% of voters turned out. Groups opposed to President Kais Saied had urged Tunisians to boycott the vote. Russian's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov visited Egypt, where he met ambassadors of the 22-country Arab League, among others. Mr. Lavrov attempted to blame the West for shortages of grain as a result of the war in Ukraine. He also visited Ethiopia, Uganda, and the Republic of Congo, conveying the same message.